Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Hey, look, we don't have to get carried away with this. It is also, by the way, one of two big points of marital discord in the Kreitlow household. And I'm going to say the only two things that we passionately turn out we disagree right. about. And this was the second one. And we'd been married 15 or 20 years when she finally admitted she hates Hall & Oates. And she knows what a big fan I am. So now when it comes on the radio, I turn it off if we're in the car together. Breaks my heart. But, you know, she also knows I've mocked it. You know, one of her old favorites, you know, Air Supply endlessly. I tease about it all the time. That was our second big piece of marital disagreement. Our first fight was over the rules of Monopoly, which I've come to learn Aww. Later on is not that unheard of because there are different house rules everywhere. Whether on the free parking space, do you put $200 in it already? You know, if you roll doubles three times, you go to jail. Some things that you just assume are in the rules, you play with somebody else and you realize, oh no, they've done something different. And we realized we were not going to agree. And she didn't like board games that much anyway. So that was kind of the end of our Monopoly. But in a weird twist of parental karma, my daughters love Monopoly. So I'm good. I'm good with that.
And you've seen your marriage through some really hard times.
Yeah, we've disagreed over Monopoly and Hall & Oates. And that's how we got to be married 35 years, by talking our way through these disagreements.
See, I have to help you though, Pat, then. I got to play all the Hall & Oates possible now so that you can hear it and enjoy it, and then you don't have to worry about starting a little fight at home.
I like the way you're making it clear that my wife does not and will not listen to the show because she has an actual job. And that job as an OBGYN is, again, what Dr. Lyerly does, but out of the goodness of her heart, she joins us every Wednesday because of her previous work as a candidate for office and her passions on political matters. And so we're going to talk just a little bit about that. But I'm going to tie it in with one of Luke's guests this afternoon, Scott Ross, who, when he was with One Wisconsin Now, they made that one of their signature issues, student loan debt. Mm-hmm. And at the time when they first did it, people said, oh, you know, that's not something that's going to connect with people. And they were wrong, because student loan debt has just blown up, you know, over the past, you know, 20 years or so compared to when some of us were younger. But Kristen, you had to have come out of med school with a little debt that you had to take care of.
I still have debt.
You still have debt.
Yeah, I still have a lot of debt, actually. I mean, when I left medical school, I had $250,000 in student loan debt. And now I still have about $130,000, but it's at a really low interest rate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us refinanced, because that was when rates started to go up, was when I was in medical school. So a lot of us refinanced to really low rates. That all changed in right around 2010. A lot of things changed.
Yes.
So, you know, that was when it got so much more expensive to borrow, when tuition started going up, and really it became so much more expensive in general just to go to school. And this, I think, and I don't want to steal your thunder here, because I just saw an alert come through on my phone that Biden is going to cancel $10,000 in student debt for most borrowers and $20,000 for Pell recipients. That's what the Washington Post is reporting. I think it's going to be life-changing for a lot of people, especially people who are struggling to make ends meet right now.
The fact that I can't relate to this on a certain level, I think, is actually really telling about how the times have changed. When, you know, my wife came out of med school, it was $50,000 of debt that we had, not $250,000. And as Scott Ross would like to say, when he and I were of college age, you could pay for tuition with a summer job. Mm-hmm. A summer job covered tuition. There's not a chance in hell there's a place now where your summer job can do that. And what I'm saying is, my inability to share that perspective financially just tells you how bad it's gotten for college affordability. And that, mm-hmm. to me, is a real failing of legislatures and Congresses over the past couple of decades to keep higher education affordable. And I've got to think, Kristen, and the younger physicians that you talk to coming out, and just anybody who's gone to college, this is a very big deal. And while $10,000, you know, certainly isn't everything, it's more than almost any other government level has done in the past for higher education affordability.
It's huge. And my oldest two sons are in college, and this is what they and their friends talk about, because they are entering the world. They're entering their adulthood in such a hole that we have created for them. We have failed as a generation of leaders to give them a place where they can step into the world with a college degree and get a reasonable job and make a reasonable living for themselves. They just don't see that as what their future holds for them.
We're talking with Kristen Lierley about all manner of things, because she's not a specialist when it comes to talk. She's a general practitioner all
Let's
the way.
Let's talk about gynecology. Let's do that for a while.
I have to sometimes really be mindful, being the spouse of an OBGYN, that sometimes I think I'm about to tell a story and realize, no, that's not a story that you normally hear out in public.
Pat, this is an opportunity to expand our boundaries, to be able to talk about things like that. For example,
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to see like how uncomfortable you got when I said, for example, like I was going to list off things like, you know, like peeing in your pants or abnormal bleeding, you know, like these things. Those are the gentle ways to say it. But honestly, people who come into my office are dealing with these issues. More women have them than don't have them, yet we can't talk about it, even with our closest friends. So if we could just share some of these problems that we're having, maybe we would be able to enact some of these simple solutions that we have to fix them and live better lives.
I can't take issue with that, because again, being married to somebody who comes home with many of those same observations. And what would really help is if people felt more free to talk about things that are bothering them, you know, ask questions, don't just look for all the answers on the internet. And B, there's something called history and physical. And so many people come in, honestly, don't know all the medicines they are currently on, all the prescriptions that they're on, or they don't keep track of, you know, their periods, or if they're having, say, problem with headaches, but they haven't tracked it, or they're not tracking their diet, whatever the case may be. So basically, I'm just making the case for you that, you know, help your doctor by having a better base of knowledge when you first walk in on what's going on with you.
You're so right. And it's smart people. I'm sometimes shocked at people will show you their prescriptions and they'll say, I'm taking this for this condition. And it's not. They don't know what it is, and they don't know what they're treating, and they don't know how they interact. And it's not just about giving somebody a pill. It's about all the lifestyle stuff. We can't just treat you with a pill. We've got to look at how much sleep are you getting? Are you getting any exercise? What do you do for joy? Is your heart full? All of that contributes to your overall health and well-being. So it's never just as easy as running a diagnostic test and prescribing you a pill. And that is why it all ties into politics, because the decisions that we are making, that our leaders are making on our behalf, are making it possible or not for us to be able to have a vacation every once in a while, eat healthy food, all of those things that make us healthy human beings.
Well, things like, you know, if we expanded Badger Care and other health insurance coverage so that fewer people skip going to the doctor because mm-hmm. they're afraid they can't afford it, mm-hmm. Paid family leave, paid care, you know, or the caregiver and daycare tax credits that Governor Evers proposed yesterday in his surplus plan. These are all things geared toward quality of life, which means quality of health issues. And while it takes more time to say that than just says shrink government, you know, which is what we hear instead. And
right.
For some people that resonates until they actually need help with something. Right. And these are the kinds of things that, again, we shouldn't be afraid to talk about. We've hit this in both of our previous hours, that while you acknowledge people's kitchen table issues, there are other, you know, things that need to be talked about, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about them, especially in an election as crucial as this.
It's all these political games. So I had my class reunion this past weekend, and my classmates are all over the board politically, and I'm really out there on Facebook, so they all know like where I stand. But you know, we can talk about these things, and we talked about politics, and we talked about abortion, all of the dicey things. It was surprising to me how comfortable they felt talking about these things. But ultimately, everybody kind of decided that the least common denominator was that nobody was happy. Nobody was happy with their leaders. Mm-hmm. But when you asked people, who is your state representative? They didn't know. So, you know, the onus really is on us to hold our leaders accountable and to make sure that we're asking them questions and not just assuming that they're going to make decisions in our best interest. Because when we do that, they do things like hold $4 billion of budget surplus back. $4 billion that could be spent right now for Wisconsinites who have needs. They refuse to spend it because of political games.
It's a heist.
They refuse to expand Medicaid because of what? No reason. It's free money. And it's been free money for a decade. But they refuse to spend it because of political games.
Right.
Think of all the lives that could have been saved.
And for those who are saying, oh, you know, there's no such thing as free money, the point being, this is something that, as part of the Affordable Care Act, is already called for. It's already in the budget. The money is already going out. So when you say no to it, it's not that it goes away. It goes to other states, just like high-speed rail did. That money, when Scott Walker turned it down, didn't just go away. It went to other states. So there's nothing that is thrifty about that. It is as penny wise and pound foolish as it gets.
And that's our money. I mean, originally that money comes from Wisconsinites that we pay to the federal government, and then it ends up going to other states.
Right. But you were talking about the conversations that you were having at your class reunion, and you even had an interesting one wearing one of your Minocqua Brewing Company t-shirts recently.
Oh, it's true. So we did this fat bike tour of Green Bay the other day, and I was wearing my Minocqua Brewing Company, the least popular place in town t-shirt. And this fellow walked up to me and he said, yeah, that Minocqua Brewing Company, they're terrible. I hear the guy who owns that place is like living with a bunch of his college roommates and he's bankrupt and it's terrible. And I was like, oh no, they're rocking it. They're having so much fun. They're really making a difference. They're being very politically active. They've got a super PAC. And it started this, he was like completely taken aback. He had no idea how to respond to that. But we kept talking and we started talking about shared values and the things that were important to us. And 2 hours later, we're still talking. We're Facebook friends now, and we're going back and forth about all this other stuff. Because, you know, once you can get past that crusty stuff, all of those messages that are just delivered to us, that are spoon-fed to us, and we really look at the meaning behind them, there is so much there that we share. We just have to get back to those community values.
And it's in those conversations that you can then go with something like, you know, you may hear that they or somebody is diabetic, needs insulin. It's there that you can mention, you know, that there was an effort to have, you know, caps on the price that, you know, again, Evers is proposing, that Democrats were proposing, that Republicans were against. That you can say the same thing with, you know, daycare costs and daycare availability and things like that. But again, if you lead with that, they're like, oh, you just want to talk politics. Is that it? But in each one of these conversations is that kernel of commonality where you hope they then realize who is actually working on their behalf.
It's the iceberg of commonality. The tip of the iceberg is Democrat or Republican, but the actual iceberg is the stuff that we tend to agree on, or at least care about and want to talk about more. So how do we get to that again?
And again, you know, it's one conversation at a time. And we've discussed earlier this morning with the candidates how you do it. And it's just, it's knocking on those doors. You would have really liked, I think you caught part of, you know, the four candidates that we were talking to. And you've talked about the candidates in Northeast Wisconsin as well, that they're working it.
We've got some really incredible candidates. We just have to be able to get the message out there. And we have to be able to override some of the ugly messaging that people are listening to.
Okay. Kristen Lierley is here. We will wrap up our hour and our daily coffee break right after this. You're up north.